This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Schell. The turkey you eat for your holiday dinner usually comes from a turkey farm and brandishes white feathers. But the turkeys you see in the woods and along the sides of the road are wild turkeys with dark feathers and, if they are males, they have red heads and beards. Wild turkeys were a favored food of Native Americans and were found all across the continent. They were nearly hunted to extinction and suffered from a loss of habitat as woodlands were cut down for timber. Wild turkeys typically forage forest floors, but can also be found in grasslands and swamps. Reintroduction programs began in the 1940s, and the birds were relocated to areas where populations have been decimated, but wildlands were recovering. That recovery program has worked well, so that wild turkeys can be found once again across the U.S. and have become, in some areas, unwanted pests. It's not uncommon to find turkeys gathered around your car and a few on top of it. Their droppings are caustic and can destroy the car's paint. So when you sit down for Christmas dinner, think about where that turkey came from. There was a time when its ancestors looked like the turkey wandering in your yard just outside your window. It took a bit of breeding work to make it evolve into the white and plump turkey on which you are feasting. So have a nice dinner. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. I'm Jay Schell. Thanks for listening.